Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Roland, would you share a Bible verse about today's topic?
Sure. Today's program is going to be about prayer. And here are a couple of verses that I love, but that are also relevant to today's topic. Let's begin with this one from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "In praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Love that verse. And here's another one, and it's from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words." And I think those verses are a fitting start for our program today about prayer.
Thank you.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God Knows What's Right. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm stopping by to talk to you about prayer life. And what I want to say is that, remember Christ said that God wants people who worship Him in spirit and in truth? To worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let me see if I can explain that to you. There's something about talking and verbalizing. There's something about that, that if it doesn't spring from spirit and truth, if it springs from memory, something you memorized, something you heard, or if it springs from, how can I say this, like your imagination, then it is like what Shakespeare said, filled with sound and fury and signifying nothing. Speech, talking, writing, is a way of conveying information to other people. When we do it with a good intent and we're not trying to deceive them. So that's what it does. It conveys information to other people. But it's not praying. It's not praying. Praying is communication with God. And communication with God is heart to heart. Your inner person, your innermost person is your soul. And your soul belongs not to this dimension, not to this earthly physical dimension, but it belongs to God. You're a soul in a body. And your soul is able to communicate with the body. Your soul is able to direct the body. But in order to communicate with God, it's a heart-to-heart thing. It's in spirit and in truth. You're not communicating information to other people. You are communing with God. You see the difference? You don't need to communicate information to Him because He already knows. Didn't Christ say that God knows what you need before you even ask? He knows because it's heart to heart. It's like soul. It's soul to soul. And words are not needed. So you don't have to tell Him because He already knows. Okay? But the idea is to actually be there with Him. That's it. To be in His presence, to be to be close to him, to be in a frame of mind, in a frame of heart, in a state of being where you are close to him. And your intent to be close, your intent to want to know the truth, your intent to want to be close to him, your intent to want to know what's right and to do what's right, see, that puts you in that state.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
Your intent to want to be close to him, your intent to want to know what's right and to do what's right, see, that puts you in that state. Now, what is it that gets in the way? What gets in the way of heart? Look, I'm sure you've all been with somebody who is very near and dear to you. Maybe your husband or wife, maybe your mom, maybe your dad, maybe you're a really good friend. And when you guys are together, see, you can just be sitting there. You don't even have to say anything. You could just be sitting there together, and there's a sort of a rapport or communication, a readiness to, I don't know how to say it, but I don't have to because you know what I mean. But something might come along and get in the way. So what can get in the way of you two people just having a quiet moment together? What can get in the way of that? Well, your smartphone can get in the way. A television program, something that's on TV can get in the way. Somebody coming in and interrupting can get in the way. What else can get in the way of this heart-to-heart, this rapport? Well, is if your mind is elsewhere, you're thinking about work, your mind is elsewhere, or worrying. One of you is worried about something. Your mind is elsewhere. All right, I think you got the idea. So prayer is more like sitting quietly with somebody and things are not getting in the way. You guys are just sitting there quietly together. It's something like that. When you're just about ready to pick up your phone, you put it away. When there's something on the TV that's distracting, you turn it off. Music is too loud, you turn it down or you turn it off. But when a worry comes up that wants to pull you away from being with you there quietly, communing with your friend, when a worry comes up, you dismiss it. And another thought comes up and you dismiss it. So the thoughts keep coming up, sure. You know, you don't try to stop them or struggle with them or do anything. There they are. You just dismiss them, and you're back with your. You don't get carried away with the worry or carried away with the thought. You're kind of there with your loved one. You see what I mean? And the worry rises, or some thought. What am I about work? And you just dismiss it. See, you just dismiss it. You'll deal with it later. All right, so with all of these little things that keep rising up to interfere, you just keep dismissing them, and that's all. You don't get angry at them. You don't resent the interruption. You don't struggle with it. You just quietly dismiss it. See? All right, so now having said that, let's now consider being with God, of just sitting quietly, in his presence, or wanting to be in his presence, let's put it that way. Well, we know that God is everywhere, we know that. But we know that God is spirit, and we know that Jesus said to worship him in spirit and in truth. So it has something to do with your intent, with your state of being, with your wanting to know him and know of him and wanting to do what's right and wanting to know what's truth. See, it's not about resenting other people. See, we'll talk about when people come with distractions. We'll talk about that later. But right now, I'm focusing on just being quiet. All right, so when you're with your friend, you sit quietly. Sit quietly to commune with them, and you dismiss the other things. You quietly dismiss the other things. So that's what it is when you're with God, to be with God or want to be with God. You sit quietly and dismiss the other stuff. You temporarily put away your phone. You temporarily put away the computer, the videos, the books. You put them away. You sit quietly and you are receptive. Let's say you want to be close to him or to know the truth. Let's put it that way.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Most of Roland's books are available in Kindle edition and quality paperback. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
Maybe saying that you want to be close to God, maybe that's a little strong way of putting it. In the beginning, maybe that's not the way you really feel. Okay, that's honest. You have to be honest. But you do want to know, let's say you want to know the truth, and you're willing, see, to admit the truth, and you know that what you've done hasn't been working out. You tried to fix your husband. You tried to change him. You tried to repair some relationship and you ended up saying the wrong thing. Or you blew it and you don't know how to fix it and you tried to fix it and you can't. And you've tried fixing things in the past and meddling and making affirmations and New Year's resolutions. And you've tried all that stuff and it hasn't worked. So now you just realize that you can't make things right, but if anybody's going to make them right, it's got to be him. Okay? All right, so we've talked about all those things. So that sounds pretty simple then, doesn't it? You just sit quietly. All right, you just sit quietly. Now, but you know it's not easy for us to do that, is it? All right, but you can do it. You can just sit quietly. All right, but now let's say that you want to know the truth. And if that means getting closer to God, okay, that's what it means. But you don't know how to do it. Okay, so now what is going to interfere? Remember, getting back to our example of when you're sitting with a friend, remember I said that you put away your phone, you turn the television off, you turn the music off, you put the book away, you put your phone on airplane mode or whatever. All right, so you've done all of that. Now you're sitting there quietly. And occasionally somebody comes in and you know, wants to get your attention. And you either deal with it right away. You know, your kid comes and says, "Mommy, can I eat a cookie?" "Sure, go ahead. Just one, though. I don't want to spoil your appetite for dinner, so go ahead, but just one." "Okay, Mommy." Then they rush off and play, see? Or a coworker comes and says, "Oh, I'm going to need to talk to you later about such and such a thing." And you say, "Okay, fine. I'll be available, you know, after about half an hour. Why don't you stop by? Or why don't you text me or send me a Slack message or whatever?" All right. So you see, you don't resent it. You quietly deal with it. And then now you're back to being with your friend. But then there's one thing that remains. And what is that? That's thoughts. Thinking about what you have to do, what you want to do, what you got to buy, who you have to text, what you have to do at work, who you have to call, or you think about what happened yesterday, what she said to you, and what he did. See, those thoughts rise up, and they are a distraction, aren't they? And if there's no immediate worry or work issue to deal with or anything, then just something will rise up. You'll start thinking about the football draft, or you'll start thinking about the tennis game, or you'll think about something you saw on Amazon. You see what I mean? Our thoughts are that way, aren't they? Okay, so you don't resent them. You don't get angry. You just notice the thought, but remain in the present moment with your friend. You just notice the thought, which is kind of like dismissing it. You just notice it, but you don't float away with it. You don't go with it. You don't react to it. You don't get carried away with it. You just notice it, and it flits away. See? It's like a butterfly comes. You see the butterfly, and it's gone. Or here comes a fly. You notice it. You wave your hand at it, and it's gone. And then maybe it comes back, and you wave your hand, and it's gone. See, that's the way thoughts are. They're like flies. They keep coming. And some of them are like pretty butterflies, okay, but yeah, you just notice the butterfly, okay, but now you're back in the present moment again. You see what I mean? So thoughts are like butterflies or flies. And then maybe it comes back and you wave your hand and it's gone. See, they come and then they're gone. And you're sitting there, see, waiting upon God. That's it. Waiting upon Him. Now, we're supposed to wait upon God always. See, we're supposed to ask Him. See, and it doesn't have to be a verbal thing because I said God already knows what you need, but you need to at least have the intent of asking Him. You see what I mean? You inquire of Him. And how can you inquire of Him? All right. Here's the way. You want to listen to Him. Instead of talking and watching television or watching a YouTube or listening to music or shopping at Amazon, instead you want to hear what He has to say. Okay, so that's what do they call that? Listening skills? But remember what I said, God already knows, and you don't need to tell Him, you need to listen. But like I've said so many times, God rarely talks to us with words. Mostly He shines a light on things so that we can see and realize and understand. See, it's a heart-to-heart thing. It's like a Vulcan mind meld. You know, remember Star Trek? Remember Spock? He had this way of putting his hand on someone, then he could tell what they were thinking. So you just make yourself available so that He can show you something. That's it. You sit quietly so that He can show you something.
You have to connect with heaven. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. You may in your lifetime have known someone who was otherworldly. It was like they were from a different dimension, had a peace, solidity, and calmness. It was a way of being. Often they're an older person. You can find it by searching, by yearning with all your heart. Now you see that the wrong people have gotten into power, and you must look for something higher to trust. And you know, of course, that is God. You do that by becoming still. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So you just make yourself available so that He can show you something. That's it. You sit quietly so that He can show you something. So you suddenly, you understand, or you realize, or you quiet down. He makes you aware that you're anxious. He makes you aware that you're nervous. He makes you aware that you're resentful. He makes you aware that you're so, see, He makes you aware of these things, and you just see what He has to show you. All right. So this you can do by sitting quietly for a few minutes, and you can just sit there and you are available. See? Because you want to know what He thinks, what he has to say about you. But it's not going to be with words. All right? It's going to be an insight, a realization, or it's going to be a calmness. You need to deal with your kids, with your partner, with issues. You need patience. You need calmness. You need understanding. You realize that you don't have them and you sit quietly. He makes you aware that you don't have them and you honestly and truly want to do the right thing or say the right thing with your kids or your partner or with someone. And he calms you down and he gives you patience. And you know that in the moment when you're there with your loved one, if something comes to you from your heart, it'll be right. And so you have the faith not to try to pre-plan what you're going to say, not to try to do anything, not to try to impress them or win them over or pacify them or bribe them or manipulate them. Or you're not going to try to do anything because everything you do is crude and probably wrong. It's probably inspired by the guy with the horns. The guy with the horns talks to you. See, the guy with the horns talks to you. It says things like, oh, what's the use? This is not working. This is ridiculous. You know, God doesn't care. He doesn't hear you. You know, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to try harder. You got to study more. You got to read a book. You got better go online. You better research. You got to plan. It's just endless talking to you. Instead, just learn to dismiss all those distracting thoughts, no matter how clever they are, how crude they are. So you just dismiss them and sit quietly. All right. So by doing that, you are signifying, you are rededicating yourself to wanting to do what's right and to know what's right. See, you're rededicating yourself to that. Not because you want to be this super great person, not because you want to impress anybody or accomplish anything, other than you want to do what's right and fair by other people. And so you know you need calmness and patience. And in the moment when you're with them, if anything needs to be said, you'll need the right thing. You need inspiration is what you need. Instead of looking to your thoughts or to a book or to an expert, you need inspiration. So for that, you need to rededicate yourself every day by sitting quietly for a few minutes, and then go out in the world and work and study and go to school and have recreation and do everything. But you'll bring, see, during those quiet moments that you sat quietly, don't be surprised if your soul is touched. You don't even know, but God touches your soul. And then all of a sudden, during the day, you have realizations, you have insights, you have understanding, you find yourself having more patience with people, being less irritable, being less angry, see, being calmer. You find that, and you know you didn't give it to yourself. You find yourself less unhappy. You find yourself more joyous. See, you find more zest in your life. You find that the sun is shining more brightly and the birds are singing more sweetly. And you know you didn't give it to yourself. You didn't make it happen. You know it's not emotional. You're not just getting all excited about something like you did when you were a little kid. No, it's something is imparted. Something has been added to your life. All right. And it comes from God as a gift, and it comes, you know not how, but you know it somehow comes from within, and it comes from sitting quietly, and it comes from wanting to know the truth, see, and wanting to do the right thing by people like that.
Have you heard about Roland's new sitting quietly exercise? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's sitting quietly exercise is. But Roland says that it is also very spiritual, and the spirituality is in its simplicity. Why not check it out? Just go to SheddingShackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly. Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? Just go to SheddingShackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly.
Yeah, give it a try. Couldn't hurt. When you're calmer, it's easier to pray. Let's put it that way. When you're not upset, it's easier to find patience. And it's easier to say what is wise instead of saying the wrong thing. The sitting quietly exercise is very, very simple. In metaphysical terms, I could say that it's sitting quietly and learning to be still with your soul. And when you learn how to do the little exercise properly, you can actually go out in the world. And there's all kinds of noise and all kinds of distractions and music and everything. The television can be on in the background and somebody can be talking. All this stuff is going on and you can hear it. And if anything is important or anything that you need to know, you'll notice it. But otherwise, it's just kind of background. It doesn't get in. In other words, it stays on the outside. That's what you need to do. You need to learn how to keep it all on the outside. And sitting quietly will get you started. And some of you like to put one toe in the water. So, yeah, try the sitting quietly exercise. And then you could graduate to the regular meditation if you like. So that's today's program. Oh, and it's totally free, of course, totally free. So that's today's program. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed making it. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.